Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Welcome back into the Lawrence Holmes Show. I'm Mark Grody with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's keep talking about the Bears. And if you are not up to date on at least the facts with the Bears, things that we know for sure is that the Bears are giving Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus a second interview. The Colts assistant GM, Ed Dodds, has dropped out of consideration for the Bears. The Bears also interviewed Byron Leftwich yesterday, the former quarterback and Tampa Bay OC. And they also interviewed a general manager candidate, Reggie McKenzie, out of Miami. And the name Jim Caldwell is appearing a little bit more prominently on the Bears' radar right now, apparently. So that's what's going down with the Bears right now in the search. And I was just talking about Justin Fields, and I want to bring in my guy, Herb Howard, the Bears beat reporter for It's the Bigs. Herb joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's going on, Herb?
Not too much, Grody. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing well, man. I was just talking about Justin Fields and the fact that it has gone from Justin Fields is going to be great. Put him in. He's going to be great. This is the greatest draft pick ever. This guy, he's it. He's not Mitch. He's not Jay. He is. This guy is superhuman. He is the quarterback. He's gone from that to, okay, this guy has to be good this year. Do you think, in one off season and going into next year, to make big improvements with Justin Fields? And do you agree that he's on the clock next year?
Yeah, I definitely think he's on the clock next year. He came in with, you know, so many high expectations. And then when he took over the job, everybody kind of just expected him to just take off and be this elite-level quarterback in his rookie year. And that's just rare. It's just rare for any quarterback. But especially when you're talking about the quarterback of an organization who would ultimately be changing their entire regime at the end of that year. It speaks to a level of instability. It speaks to a lack of vision going forward. So that just complicates things for a young quarterback. And so I think that while we certainly would have liked to seen better play consistently from Justin Fields, I think it would be difficult for me at this point to lay most of that at his feet. Now, that being said, you do have to see marked improvement from him next year. You want to see his ability to make the read, make the throws. You want to see his ability to command the offense and sustain drives consistently, not, you know, once in a while here or there, but to do that consistently over the course of a 17-game season. So, yeah, I do think there will be pressure on Justin Fields, but I still think his spot will be secure at least going into 2023.
Yeah, I mean, and I can't wait to see what it looks like. And I keep saying training camp he gets it. I mean, even in the mini camp and the several OTAs that will all of a sudden pop up in your day in March and April, even on those days, it's all him. It's all about him. And there is no other silly Andy Dalton plan. So that all plays into it. We are talking to Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for It's the Bigs. All right, Herb, there is so much that has gone on with the Bears and the GM search and the head coaching search. What stands out to you in all of it?
Well, what stands out to me, you know, most importantly of anything, is the fact that, you know, for a second time, they're bringing in an outside consultant. And that's no knock on Bill Polian. We all know his resume is. He's a Hall of Fame guy. But yet and still, what it speaks to is a lack of confidence inside this organization to make the tough decisions, to make decisions about who is going to lead this football operation going forward. And if you don't have the confidence that you are the to be making these decisions, and bring someone else in full time and not just do these kind of one-off consulting hires where you bring in these guys to make these decisions, even though they aren't invested long-term for what really happens. Continues to be telling the lack of confidence that the Bears ownership has in themselves at the very top of this organization to make these sorts of decisions. And so I think that it's really, really prudent of them to be thorough and to bring in as many candidates as they have and talk to as many people as they have. But I think at some point it can also kind of lend itself to just a lack of vision for, you know, who or what type of person are you looking for to fill these roles in terms of your general manager and your head coach. I think going into this process, the Bears should have already had, you know, some real idea for the type of leadership they were looking for. I think in hearing from George McCaskill when we spoke with him, he was like, listen, I just want somebody to come in and kind of blow our socks off. I want somebody just to come in and tell us what their vision is. And that's fine. You want somebody to come in and have a good interview, but you still want to do that for some idea of what it is that you're looking for going into that process. And it just doesn't seem like they ever had that, even though, you know, coming out of 2020, the Bears probably should have started doing their due diligence on who could be our next GM and who could be our head coach, because this season wasn't successful, everybody pretty much knew that this change of regime was coming.
Yeah, and maybe they did. Maybe they did. I mean, that's not out of the question. I mean, I think every team always has to have, you know, a year in advance on the roster, and what if this happens? What if that happens? Every scenario has to be filled. And you made me think too, Herb, that we have all talked so much about the process, and a couple new names come out. Hey, what do you think of Byron Leftwich? What do you think about Reggie McKenzie? It is so rare. This is just another way that this business is so different from anything else, that they are transparent about one thing, is that these candidates, we know what the process is. We're seeing it. We're seeing maybe not all the names, but a lot of the names. We're seeing them for two reasons. Number one, the agents want their names out there. And number two, it is simply because if a team interviews a guy, that's good for everybody to say, hey, we interviewed somebody, so-and-so. But I guess this is my kind of long way of saying is, I just kind of want to know who the guys are at this point, because the process leads us all to make judgments that could be off the wall, and right or wrong, completely off the wall, because we're just seeing a list of names and we all have to play the guessing game.
Yeah, it changes every day. And it's like, okay, is it going to be this guy? Are they going this direction? Are they thinking offense? Are they thinking defense? Are they going to hire the head coach before they hire the GM? Is
right.
that a smart move? And so
right.
if all these things continue to develop each and every day,
right, and Herb, we all got pissed off. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we all got pissed off about the thought of the Bears. They better be hiring a GM first, you know. And it's just because none of us are patient. We say, oh, they're interviewing coaches. They must not be going. And now there's all these GM candidates, so they might hire a GM, and we're flapping our gums and yelling at them for something they haven't even done yet.
Yeah, you're trying to keep up with this thing in real time when it's ever changing. And I think that's just a very, very difficult thing. I think it requires a level of patience from Bears fans, from Bears media. I think that it's going to require a level of patience, because at the end of the day, this is not about, you know, doing this thing fast. It's about doing this thing right. And so if it takes them the longest of any, if they're hires, but they get it right, then good. You know what I mean? So I don't think that we need to be in such a hurry. I know that we're all anxious to find out. And, you know, with the ever-changing news, you get excited each and every day about it. But I think that most importantly, they have to get this thing right. So if it takes a little bit of time, then that's fine, as long as they get it right. But I think that when you have so many people coming in and out of those doors, or, you know, doing the virtual interviews, I think that, you know, you get to a space where you start to wonder, what happens if the person they hire, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, we realize wasn't the right hire again, but then somebody else that they interviewed and let walk out the door is doing a great job for some part of the organization. So I think, you know, the more candidates you interview, certainly you're widening the net and giving yourself more opportunities, but maybe more opportunities to miss as well.
Herb, I know you got to roll here in a couple minutes, so let me just ask you one more question, and that is, are there any names, general managers or coaches, that are standing out to you?
I think they've you know, hired or interviewed, I should say, as many people, you know, as they could. I think that, you know, bringing in Brian Flores was a good idea. I mean, obviously his name was kind of a surprise when he got fired in Miami, and so that would keep him at the top of a lot of teams' lists. So bringing him in was interesting. We talked about the coach DC Eberflus coming back again for his second interview. That's a guy who's been able to utilize a lot of good young talent on that side of the ball, but I think it's kind of surprising because everybody kind of assumed that they were maybe going offense again, considering that they do have a young quarterback to build this franchise around. And so I'm intrigued by some of the defensive, you know, interviews that they've had. But I think that, you know, looking at a Brian Flores, and for me, looking at Byron Leftwich yesterday, I think that's really, really key. Here's a guy who understands what it means to be a young franchise quarterback. Here's a guy who's also shown an ability to orchestrate an offense. Now, albeit, you know, he's coaching Tom Brady, which kind of, you know, is good work if you can get it. But nonetheless, he still has to, you know, make those calls and you know, orchestrate those drives. And I think he's doing a phenomenal job at that. And I think he's a guy who would be able to relate to Justin Fields on and off the field in terms of things that he's dealing with as a young franchise quarterback. So those are just a few of the names that I've been intrigued by. And, you know, we'll have to continue to play this waiting game to see what exactly the Bears choose to do.
That's so great what you said about Byron Leftwich, because I'm always just thinking about, you're right, like the fact that he's with Tampa Bay, and is he really good? It's like that's where I'm stuck, and you just nailed it. Byron Leftwich was a guy who came out of college with massive, massive fanfare and the hopes of being a franchise quarterback. And yeah, I don't know if like if head coach, but now you make me think about it. I definitely want that guy. I want him in Justin Fields' ear in some way, shape, or form. So that does make a lot of sense, man. I always appreciate it, Herb, when you come on. Thanks for doing it, man. And next time we talk, you know, I'm guessing there's going to be a new head coach and a GM. So let's hope for that.
I'm assuming it will be. Let's hope they get the decision right and that the Bears can kind of hit the ground running with this thing in terms of whoever they bring in as a GM, as a head coach, and they'll be able to evaluate their current set of roster and get their game plan going forward, because this is just the start of it. Whatever happens here,
I know,
it's just the start of it. It seems like it may be the end, and okay, we finally got the GM, but that'll just be the start. They still have to build out the rest of the personnel staff, get the entire coaching staff together, and then evaluate this roster and figure out what is their game plan going forward. Are they, you know, genuinely trying to be competitive in 2022, or are they looking to the future to say, okay, what type of assets do we have that we can leverage towards the future in terms of draft picks, in terms of salary cap relief? Those types of things will still have to be made once these leaders are put in place. And so this will just be the beginning, but certainly hope that it gets started sooner than later.
Herb, you're the best. Thanks, man.
No, Grody, you are the best. And I got to tell you before I run, man, just phenomenal, phenomenal job. When you did Les Grobstein's first show after we found out that he had passed away, it was just phenomenal. The entire night, that was a very, very tough position to be put in. I know that you wouldn't have had it any other way, but I just want you to know that you handled that phenomenally. It was great to have your voice on that night and kind of be a voice of comfort and you know, share your own personal stories with him and have everybody come on and talk with you. I just thought you did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. I stayed with you that whole night just kind of listening to it, and I just want you to know that that was absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that, man. That means a lot, and I really appreciate you being with me that overnight, man. Thank you, Herb. That's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a tough month, you know, for us here in sports media in Chicago. But you know, when times like that come, you get to see everybody kind of wrap their arms around each other, and you know, that's been one silver lining in this process of just kind of seeing the entire Chicago sports media family kind of wrap their arms around each other and try to pick up the pieces.
Right. We all kind of stop what we're doing, stop all the silliness, and just let it sprout the goodness that both Jeff Dickerson and Les Grobstein brought to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, my friend. I will, like I said, I'll talk to you soon, and have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
Sounds good, bro. You too. Appreciate you.
You got it. That is Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for It's the Bigs. He brought up, like, this is just the start of it, you know, hiring the coaches. And, you know, I'm on record. Of course, it's fantastically important to have who the quarterback's coach is, who the passing coordinator is, whatever they want to call it. That voice is, you know, second in command in terms of how important he is, because it's Justin Fields. And God, I don't think you're going to get Brian Leftwich to leave Tampa Bay to go to the Bears to do a similar job. But if he's not named the head coach, to have Byron Leftwich's voice would probably be great in the ear of Justin Fields. So I like that. I was talking about this with Herb. It is watching the process splatter out around us, and it's not organized. You know, it doesn't feel like it's organized. It is organized, but they're not trying to impress us by saying we'll do 6 GMs and then 7 head coaches. We'll hire the GM first, and then we'll hire the head coach. It's and we're getting preemptively mad at them because they're not doing it linear. And this must mean that the GM is hiring the head coach, or the owner is hiring both the GM and the head coach, and we're all mad about it. So I understand it, and it does make sense, but this officially gets us to the point of we all need the names now. We've had fun with it. It's sports talk radio. We love bouncing the names around, looking up the good and the bad and who's your guy. But guess what? We've hit the wall. We're going to need a couple. It's like in football and training camp, when the players start saying they need to hit somebody else, we need that. We hungry sharks in the waters, the media waters. We need the names now. Like this envelope game has been fun, but can you please unseal it? Hand us the names, because we would like to talk about those gentlemen that will become the G. At this point, I don't care even. Like, okay, it's Glenn Cook and it is Jim Caldwell. Okay, let's go. Let's find out what you're all about. Let's get into it. Let's get into the real stuff. So it just feels like we're winding down with the other material right now and who it should be, why it shouldn't be this person. And then I haven't even mentioned his name today, but I like to call Jim Harbaugh. He's his own entire entity. He's what gets people around here talking and texting and calling the most. For sure, you bring up Jim Harbaugh's name, and it's going to get a lot of attention. But everything about him is like clouded in mystery. He doesn't have an agent, so he's talking to this person, but he might want to go to San Francisco. He may want to just stay at Michigan. But these are all people just pontificating and guessing, except for occasionally somebody will sort of have a source. But Jim is weird, so we don't really know. So it's so hard to get like your real claws into some of these guys. And, you know, like I said, Jim Caldwell's name has come up prominently now with the Bears. And of course, he would be an adult in the room for sure. We know that he has done this job twice with the Indianapolis Colts and the Detroit Lions. But then on the other side, he's done it twice already, and there hasn't been success, and there are reasons for it. And we'll dig into all of that if he becomes the guy. But yeah, it's, you know, just get the names up there and let's go. And we'll start talking about what is real with the Chicago Bears. The start of it, as Herb Howard said, he said the coaches for the start of it. For me, it's get everybody in there. Yeah. Make your careful hires. The start of it, though, is OTAs and off-season program, and you got to make Justin Fields great. This guy right here with the number one jersey, picked 11th, this guy right here, he is your number one in the figurative sense and literally number one as well. So that's the start of it, like, or the where it really begins. This is huge, the GM hiring and the head coach and the assistants. But it is what is big and massive is making the most important part of your sports franchise good or great. And that's where things start. That's where, that's the Chicago Bears. All right, I am going to take a break. When we come back, since Herb brought up Les Grobstein, I was going to do it at some point in time during the show. Les Grobstein's funeral and the burial was yesterday. I did learn a couple things about Les Grobstein, and I will share some more thoughts on Les and what went down yesterday and who was there and how it went and what and who's going to do score overnights. We'll look into all things Les Grobstein next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Welcome back in on The Score. Mark Grody with you. Bulls got a game tonight. They're at Milwaukee, 6:45 pregame on The Score, 7 o'clock jump. The Bulls are probably going to lose tonight. It's just, it's tough right now for the Bulls, and it's at Milwaukee. Buck's been hearing about these Bulls. They're like, huh, what's this all about? So it's gonna, tonight's going to be tough. However, the Bulls do get the day off tomorrow, and then they have a, by schedule or by record, a couple of cupcakes in Orlando and Oklahoma City, although those are part of back-to-backs. At Orlando Sunday, at Oklahoma City on Monday, an 8-win team and a 14-win team. So maybe that's where you start. If you can overcome the the back-to-back factor in okay fashion, which may be difficult for the Bulls right now with so many injuries. Like, that could be the re-elevation, like the jumping off point to getting back on track, because the Bulls are off track right now. They just are, even though they had a nice win over Cleveland the other day, and that was an entertaining win. They're off track. The Bulls are off track right now, so you have to start to look at some hacks in the schedule and say, where can they begin to not shoot up again, but just start their way to winning three out of the next four or five out of the next seven or even a four or five game winning streak. On the station yesterday with Danny Parkins, EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in home automation and audio visual systems. Well, I did go to the Les Grobstein funeral yesterday, and I said something about Score Overnight and what becomes of it here now that Les is no longer with us. What happens midnight to 5? And it seemed that as soon as I said that, there were people texting immediately about that. And I do appreciate you thinking about me for that job. I might do some of them. I don't know that would fit into my schedule at this point with what I am doing. I do need daylight to cover the Chicago Bears. I do need windows of awakeness in that regard. I don't rule anything out, but it might be a tough go for your guy Grody to do Score Overnight. Well, I don't know. But the real thing here is I don't know. I know that what Mitch Rosen said on the air, and that is that they want to, the desire is to keep it local and live and all of that kind of stuff, if that is doable. Mitch said he believes in overnight radio in general and specifically here at the Score. So we shall see what happens. I have no idea who, what real contenders there are in terms of that. And, you know, people that would want to do it and raise their hand to do it. So stand by, and I will keep you up to date on it. And you can listen to the Score midnight to 5 and have an idea of what's going on. And I'm sure once Mitch knows, he will update us, and we will tell you all about that. So that's where things stand in terms of Score Overnight and with me and anybody else. That's what I can tell you. So Grobber funeral yesterday. It was fantastic. It was beautiful and wonderful, and the speakers were great yesterday. David Schuster and Bruce Levine and Mitch Rosen were the speakers. No, I did not speak. I was not asked to speak, and I was a little bit happy I wasn't, because I don't know. I just feel like I wanted to listen yesterday, and would I have over-grobbered it? I didn't want that pressure, but they were beautiful and wonderful in their visits. Here's what I did not know about Les that I learned from Les's sister. Perfectly normal human being, by the way. I learned from Les's sister that Les played the piano. Like, Les knew how to play the piano. And the story that she shared was that Les, as a kid, took piano lessons. And there was some lady over there trying to teach him scales, and Les essentially, young Les essentially kicked her out of the house and said, "So, apparently, you know, this is not your house. Get out of here," because he didn't want to learn scales. He thought that was arduous. That is not the way he learns or does things. So apparently, long story short, is that Les does know how to play the piano, but he couldn't learn like other kids or people learn. Like, he learned from listening and mimicking and copying, and apparently could just sit down and play a song. If you played it for him, Les Grobstein could play the piano. That was my understanding. And that absolutely blows me away that Grobber can sit. Don't ask him to play a chromatic scale or a pivot scale. Okay, don't ask for that. Now, I don't do scales. Chromatic, I can't. No. That's a non-starter. Not going to happen. But if you play a tune for him, Les apparently could play it on the piano. Why? Why did I not know this? That's what comes to my head. I'm like sitting there at the funeral. I'm like, huh. Because every time I'm on with Les, I try to find something out about him. And I have. I feel like I have dug up some gems of Les and learning about things that he likes, like Looney Tunes and Carrots and other things that I don't know if we could say during the midday show. So I have unearthed a lot, but then when somebody else unearthed it for, I didn't know he played the piano. Darn it. So, yeah, I felt like I had missed something, and I wrote it down in my notebook. So that was one thing. Oh, yeah, the other thing that was just hilarious was a Bruce Levine story about he and Grauber were in Atlanta covering something, so they decided to go to the Jimmy Carter Museum. Jimmy Carter, former president, a long time ago, kids, the last time gas prices and stuff were really high priced. But Jimmy Carter, the museum, they go to this place just because they're both interested in history and whatnot, and apparently Jimmy Carter was there. Jimmy Carter was at his own museum. You know, usually these guys aren't at their museum. Did Michael Jordan ever go to his restaurant? No, it never happens that way. Where is the guy? Where is the guy? Well, no, it's just his essence. But no, Jimmy Carter was at the museum. They got to meet Jimmy Carter, but and then they walked, you know, Jimmy Carter walks away with his bodyguards and Secret Service or whatever former presidents get, and Les yelled at him and said, "Hey, Jim," or didn't yell at him, shouted to him, "Hey, Jimmy, can you show us around the place a little bit? We'd appreciate it if you could show us some of your favorite areas here." And I'll be damned if he didn't. That's the way the story goes, is that Jimmy Carter shuffled around Les Grobstein and Bruce Levine at the Jimmy Carter Museum in Atlanta, GA. Oh, those are nice carpets. Kathy and I were looking at some of those. I can't even imagine. Oh, yeah, real nice, real nice. Yeah, Jimmy Carter was Bill Clinton before Bill Clinton in voice and mannerisms, but that's about it. Jimmy Carter seemed like a decent man. So that was the other story that I had not known about Les Grobstein. What are the other? I jotted down a couple of. Oh yeah. So there is a Grauber grandson, the youngest, and just a little guy. He cute as can be. And I'm looking for similarities in the family members in voice and obviously physically. And you could see the physical, but I have to tell you, none of Les's family members extended are anything like Les. But they all get the Lesness. Like, they understand what Les Grobstein-ness is and was. And they all just, like, he was the character in the family and everybody else is just kind of normal around him. However, there was a grandson there, the little guy, who looked more like Les. He was a little bit, like, not misbehaved, just a little more unruly, a little bit more vocal, a little bit more gutsy on how far he's going to walk away from the, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't misbehaving, but he had some guts, man. You know, you could tell he's the one that would step out. And he, at one point, somebody during one of the speeches, I can't remember who it was, the Green Bay Packers were mentioned. Because, you know, Les hated Green Bay. And immediately, this kid goes thumbs down like that. And I'm like, oh, there he is. That's the heir apparent. There, I know I was referred to as the heir apparent, which was not necessarily what I was setting out to do when I went to Illinois State University. It's to become the next Grauber. That wasn't necessarily what I was going for. Wonderful, legendary, but Les is Les. I don't know that that was totally what I set out to do in my years at Illinois State and when I was working my way up at Peoria and Springfield and Link. That wasn't necessarily what the grind was all about. But, you know, it was definitely there. But So that kid, he might be that I finally found it. There he is. That's the one. That is the one. He is one to watch. And, you know, he's so young right now, so I'm not going to give names or anything like that. But I will. He is a prospect. I will be scouting him throughout his life to see if he gets to really blossom into Grandpa Grauber. So that would be all sorts of beautiful. And, you know, as I've said, you know, to eventually put a period, we're not going to stop talking about Les. You'll still hear the drops. And when it makes sense, we'll still talk about it. And then when it makes sense, you'll hear me talking like Les Grauber, like Les Grobstein. And while I certainly wasn't the closest to Grauber of everybody in the media or even his closer personal friends, I do represent the new guard. when it comes to keeping the legacy of Les Grobstein alive. You know what I mean? Like, I know it sounds weird, the new guard with Les Grobstein, who was 69 years old. But that, I do represent that, and I will keep it alive, as, you know, where it makes sense. And I know that he will probably be honored further in some ways inside of the score that we'll let you know about, and will definitely, you know, let you know about what becomes of score overnight and how it will manifest itself and what you will actually hear on the radio once we figure things out. I shouldn't say we. I have nothing to do with figuring things out. Mitch Rosen will be making those kinds of decisions. And the last thing that I'll say, too, is that I have a new friend out of all of this mess with Les dying. I mean, this tragedy, whatever you want to call it. I do have a new friend, and that's Scott Grobstein. It's just incredible. Like, Scott Grobstein is Les's son. And, like, I think I've told you guys before through the years that I, you know, sometimes I would feel guilty about making fun of Les or doing the impersonation of Les. And the only reason was is because, hey, he's got to have family listening. And I do wonder what the family must just hate me. You know, I have to think about that a lot when it comes to the things I like to do on the radio. I have to think, oh boy, this is probably pissing somebody off that's not that person. But I guess we all have to deal with that in this industry. Friends and family are always listening. But here's the bottom line, is that Scott Grobstein was a fan of mine, that he loved the stuff. Like, he loved the Les impersonation. He gets the character. He understands it all. And that permeates throughout the whole family and to his friends. And what a relief that was to me to hear that. And then just like Scott's a big listener to the radio station. Like, he's a teacher, so he's probably not listening now. But I learned that he is like button number one, a P1 listener to the radio station. And he plays along and he thinks that all the impersonations are hilarious.
Fine broth of a lad.
Yeah, he thinks it's all hilarious. So that did make me feel better to understand that, yes, Les is exactly who you think he is, and that if you made fun of him, that's okay, because that was part of who he was and part of his superpower. And really, at the end of the day, the joke was on all of us, because he had reached his dream job. That, you know what I mean? Like, we look at it and go, really? That doesn't seem ideal, what you got going on there, Les, with everything in your life. And now you're going to that game, and now you're not going to sleep then. You're going to have to wake up here, and you're not going to be able to sleep at that time. But this was ideal, because Les got to be sports, be front row, and then be behind a microphone, be damned what the time was. That was his love and his life and his passion, and that's why he did it. Even though it probably wasn't the healthiest thing in the world to do for as long as he did, he lived his best life. That is for damn sure about Les Grobstein. So that's all for now on the Grobber. I think I covered all the things. I probably did not get to everything I wanted to about the funeral and the burial, like, just to try to bring you some of the fun stuff. But I did. Did I just say that? Hey, I want to make sure I bring you the fun stuff about this funeral here. Hey, you should get a load of the wake. But you know what I'm saying. Just the highlights of the day and the celebration of Les Grobstein. That's
the weather,
what I was proud.
In one word, bone-chilling cold.
See, that stuff's never going away. Got to take a break. It's Mark Grody filling in for Lawrence Holmes, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Mark Grody with you on The Score, in for Lawrence Holmes today. Ed Dodds, what do you want, sir? Who's Ed Dodds? Ed Dodds was, I'll tell you what Ed Dodds was. He was a Bears GM candidate, and this candidate withdrew from consideration from the Bears. So the Bears interview him, and perhaps he's in consideration, maybe he's not. And old Ed said, no, I'm going to take myself out of considerations. Here's the thing about Mr. Dodds. Mr. Dodds from Indianapolis has withdrawn three times over the last 4 years in terms of trying to or interview for GM jobs. What is it that you want, old Ed? Ed Dodds. Nobody knows Ed Dodds, but Ed Dodds, ladies and gentlemen, he's the guy rejecting all the general manager jobs in the NFL to stay an assistant with Indianapolis. Or this is just a strategy by Ed Dodds. When a team isn't interested in him, he breaks up with them before you can get it out. I said it first. I don't want to be part of this organization, even though maybe the Bears were like, no, thanks, Ed. Ed's got to be interesting in an interview too, because Ed's always like, well, I don't know. Ed has a different idea of what he is searching for and looking for, and he still hasn't found what he's looking for. So that's the story of Ed Dodds. Yes, I know you too. So I just wonder, and think about all the people that Ed Dodds upset that day. Okay, Ed Dodds, when he makes it known that he pulls out of the Bears' consideration, so then he's upset the Bears right there, because there's no need to do that. And then Ed Dodds, it might be making somebody with the Colts feel uncomfortable. Like, so if Ed Dodds works for Chris Ballard, is Chris Ballard thinking, what's Ed doing? Is Ed coming for my job? What's old Ed thinking? Why is he rejecting these jobs? Is he coming for me? Is he coming for the head coach? What is Ed Dodds, even on that team, is he might be upsetting people. And then he's obviously upset three different teams over the last 3 years, because Ed Dodds has been rejecting these teams. So I don't know. That, like, of all these names on the list, I've done all my research on all of these guys to find out what they're all about, and you could find interesting stuff on all of them to make a case for them, and then you could probably make a case for them not being it. Like, it's like the equal time debate here on these. Like, I could debate either side probably of a lot of these guys, but Ed Dodds, I took out the old stamp and put suspect on Ed Dodds. So, standing by. And then we will hopefully learn more about Mr. Dodds. By the way, rest in peace, Meatloaf. Wonderful that a guy by the name of Meatloaf lived to 74. I think that is good. And apparently, this was the first thought that went through my brain, and maybe yours too, when Meatloaf died. He did that. He finally did that. Whatever that is, the thing that he said he wouldn't do, he did. And he sang those lyrics, I'll do anything for you, but I won't do that, because he knew it would kill him. So whatever it was, I'm afraid that Meatloaf did that. I'm sorry to report. Coming up next, waiting in the wings at home, getting over the corona, will be Danny Parkins. I'm Mark Grody, filling in for Lawrence Holmes on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.